It's the Open Championship. Used to be the third major of the year. Now it's the final major of the year. Frankly, it's my favorite major of the year. I know you're an old Masters guy, but I still think this is the best one. So let's get right down to it. But before we get to the stars, they don't mess around. They're giving us somebody who just might challenge to win this in the very first group. Brandon Grace is going off in the first group at 1:35 a.m. Eastern time. Does that just mean the field is great?
Or it could mean that he's a live golfer and they decided not to give him preferential treatment.
You're going there right away? I haven't even warmed up yet. I can't believe we're starting with this. Maybe it's a great field, but you do raise a good point. Who's your favorite?
Well, of course my favorite's Rory McIlroy. he won here the last time he played at Hoylake. He won last week.
Mm-hmm.
He should have won the last major.
Should have won the last open.
And the last open, yeah. So I really think, if he doesn't get it done this time, I don't know what's going on with him. Hopefully that incredible finish he had last week in Scotland was the catalyst he needed to kind of get over the hump mentally that he seems to have had in closing things out this year, because he's been in contention a lot.
Yeah.
And kind of blown up on Sundays or just not got the job done. I'm hoping that it's his time to get it done this time.
All right, real quick, because how Rory just won the Scottish Open, I believe, matters to what happens going forward with him. Because it wasn't just, he didn't blow a big lead. He played in very difficult conditions and had to play well down the stretch. So with birdies on 17 and 18 to go from one down to one up to win, but also making some clutch putts throughout the back nine, that's part of been the reason why he hasn't been able to close the deal.
Exactly. I mean, if you look back at last year at St. Andrews, and if you look back at the U.S. Open in L.A., what did he not do? He didn't make a single putt on Sunday. Not a single one.
Right.
You know, he had 36 putts both rounds. And I think it's nice to see some balls go in the hole when it matters. And he's had issues this year in a couple other places. Mm-hmm. He had it in Canada and a couple other starts where he was in the lead or in the last group on Sunday.
Yep.
Didn't play particularly well. So I just think sometimes in golf, you just need to have a couple things happen in the right direction. And seeing putts go in and making the shots that he made on two very tough holes in Scotland. I mean, nobody else birdied that 17th, really. Except for Robert McIntyre. Okay. So the two guys that mattered did it. But, I mean, I think there were six birdies on that hole all week.
Yep.
And Rory got one when he absolutely had to do it. So I do think psychologically, it was a very big lift for him.
What impact is it that he is playing with a John Rahm? He's playing with Rahm and Justin Rose, which I mean, for my money is the marquee pairing trio of the entire first round. They go off late, 9:59 a.m. Eastern time. They're like fourth to the last group out at Hoylake. What impact is it that he's playing with Rahm and Rose?
Well, I don't know, because Rory hasn't done particularly well when he's played with Rahm this year, but neither has Rahm when he's played with Rory. it's been kind of weird when they've been the marquee group going off in the first round. I never like it being the very late group in the opening round, but you'd never know how the weather is going to turn out there. It could end up being a huge advantage. So we'll see. You get off to a good start and then get to play earlier on Friday, I think could really, help him. But it's really the wild card is how do you do late on the first day?
Yeah, Rory has not typically been a great win player. Do we take something out of what happened this past week at the Scottish Open? Because the winds were up on the weekend there, and they had to actually move tee times up to try to avoid the real bad wind, but they still had plenty of wind. So would we take anything out of that maybe he's sort of getting that part of the game?
Well, we'll see. Yeah. Sometimes that's a week-to-week thing. It is not his favorite kind of conditions to play in. So we'll have to see how he is able to handle it. Again, if it shows up at Hoylake. But Hoylake is a very generous golf course in terms of where you hit the ball off the tee. And Rory is as good as anybody off the tee. He's going to have room. He's going to be able, you know, to hit shots into the greens that you can knock down and do some different things. And he did it really well last time. And that's the video he's been looking at this year to try to get himself ready in major championships. I think he's psyching himself up for Hoylake. So hopefully he's got it dialed in.
He should also watch the video of Tiger Woods in 2006 when he hit irons off of all but three tees all week en route to the win. All right, since you brought up Liv, I just want to fold one thing in here, and then we'll get a couple of picks from you, Scott Misha. Cristiano Ronaldo, I know this has nothing to do with golf, but basically said that the Saudi Pro League in soccer is better than MLS, and all of these guys are coming to Saudi Arabia to play football because I'm here, and this is what we're building. So my response to that is, they ain't coming because of you. They're coming because of the money. And I'm not knocking that, but that's the reason why they're going. Does Liv exist if it weren't for exorbitant sums of money that are really unsustainable, except the Saudis can sustain it if they want? I'm not sure they do.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous if anybody thinks Liv doesn't exist because of money. I mean, money's the only reason those guys went to Liv Golf. That's it. There's no value in the caliber of competition that they're displaying. It's a nice party. It's a good outing. If it shows up in your town and you've got nothing else to do, hey, go have a party and listen to some music and watch some golf. But it's exhibition golf. It's all it is. And these guys only went out there for the money. And if they say anything otherwise, growing the game, whatever other silly thing they try to sell us, they're just lying. I mean, I appreciate the guys who've said it honestly. You know, the Harold Varner of the Thirds. Mm-hmm. I went there for the money. That's it. Period. End of story.
Yeah, Richard Bland, I think, said the same thing. But it takes those guys, it takes those grinders to put it in perspective. And frankly, I think without saying it, DJ said it. Right? He has never said anything about this is best for the sport. It's like, this is best for me and my family. To take however many hundreds of millions. And I don't really, I'm not disparaging them for doing it. I mean, sometimes we all take a job based on how much money we can make at it. So maybe that's why they did it. That's fine. I get it. If that's your motivation, but we shouldn't be lying. I don't think it hurts them in terms of their competitiveness. It hasn't hurt Brooks Koepka. We haven't seen a lot of those other guys truly contend. We've seen them finish high, but we haven't seen a lot of those guys truly contend in the majors, except Koepka, which maybe he's just playing Liv because it makes him a lot of money and it doesn't matter.
Well, for Koepka, it actually works out really well for him. It's given him time to heal. Koepka's never really cared about all of the regular PGA Tour events anyway. It was nothing that drove him. He was driven to compete in the majors. So the fact that he has to compete less often for him is idyllic. I mean, he'd rather play some of the courses that they play on the PGA Tour instead of some of the really terrible courses that they have played in places that live. And those things will get you better prepared for majors than playing like a goat track in Orlando. But, it didn't seem to hurt him. Mm-mm. And I think some guys like the cadence of the only 14 events that they got to play on Liv and a couple of majors that they can pick off. If they got their schedule a little bit better so they weren't like bumped up right against majors and going from continent to continent, it would be a little bit better. But, you know, they got it right here with the London event 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Granted, it's not a great golf course, but it gets you over there, gets you acclimated. Yep. I would expect to see a couple of guys from Liv do very well this week, including Cam Smith.
Yeah, I think Cam Smith, obviously Koepka. It would be nice, I think, to see Dustin Johnson contend for a major. It means one of the best players in the history of the sport It's only got two majors. Real quick, give me a couple of other guys that you like.
Well, I like Cam. I like Brooks. I like Rory. I'd really like to see some of the other American guys who haven't really picked something off this year, like a Jordan Spieth or a Xander Schauffele, show up. Ricky Fowler plays really well in Lynx Golf,
yep.
And Ricky's on a roll.
Finished second here, kind of reborn.
Yeah. And so I think Ricky would be someone to look at. If there wasn't a Liv, I would have said Sergio is somebody to watch out for. But Sergio didn't qualify, so he's not there.
He tried. He tried to qualify, didn't do it.
I give him credit for trying.
Yeah, I do too. Scott Mischa, globalgolfpost.com, also examinersport.com. That's the Irish Examiner, and you can read him online at Global Golf Post. Scott Mischa on Twitter, also Mastodon. I'm not on Mastodon. You on Threads?
Well, I can't even say that I'm really on Mastodon. I've tried it out, and I can't figure the darn thing out.
I thought about it, and I forget it. We'll see how long Twitter lasts. At Scott Mischa on Twitter. Thank you, man. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate it.